It's time to talk Browns football this morning with Scott Petrick on the Petrick Report, brought to you by Jamelis Wilson Merrill & Fritz Company, attorneys at law, and Royal Business Equipment. Here's a little bit of Coach Stefanski talking about Tomlinson after the game yesterday.
He's, you know, played relentlessly, came off the football, was aggressive. And then, you know, when you're rushing the passer, when you got a bunch of guys that are relentless to the football, sometimes just beating your guy is going to find your way to the quarterback.
A dominant performance by the defense yesterday, pitching a shutout, as they call it, the Cardinals 0, the Browns 27. So we had some offense to go with it. The Deshaun and the defense, I guess, Scott, might be sort of the story of yesterday's win over the Cardinals.
Oh, there's no doubt. You know, Renato, I think you have to start with Deshaun Watson just because of, you know, the last month plus. It's been a drama about when he was going to play, and he tried to come back versus the Colts and didn't make it through the first quarter. And he looked, you know, he didn't look perfect yesterday, but he looked a lot like himself. I thought he threw the ball well enough, especially as the game went along. You could see him throw deep, which is a good sign when you're dealing with a strain in the right rotator cuff like he has been. He was able to take some hits and land on that shoulder and stay in the game. So I thought that was number one. But then when you're just dealing with the game itself, the story is the defense. You know, I think Arizona had 58 net yards, which is the third fewest in Browns history. They hadn't had a shutout since 2007. And that was the blizzard game against Buffalo. The weather was perfect yesterday. Three turnovers, seven sacks. Now, Arizona's, you know, started a rookie quarterback who never started before. Was missing some guys, but it's still a rare feat in the NFL to get a shutout. So the defense rebounded, and that's what they felt good about. The defense had let up that losing touchdown in the last couple minutes against Seattle the week before and bounced back like it wanted to yesterday.
4-1 at home, so that's a good news too as well for the Browns.
Yeah, they've been. I think it's 20-10 since Stefanski took over at home. And, you know, for a team that has already struggled to win, period, that's establishing something, right? And I think that gives the fans a reason to show up, a reason to have confidence, and we know that's an issue with this fan base, is trusting that their team's going to not let them down. So to have some consistent success at home, I think that's a good place to start for this team.
Well, we are tied in a big jumble here in the AFC North with the Steelers and the Bengals as well. Of course, leading the pack right now, the Ravens, our next opponent. What are we expecting? Of course, it's going to be much different than game one, right, with the Ravens. But what are we expecting coming up this week against Baltimore?
Yeah, well, first of all, I mean, you mentioned the North. Right now, all four teams would make the playoffs, which is remarkable. That's how tough this division is right now. And then Baltimore is, you know, through. They've played 9 games. They're 7-2. So far, the class of the division. They went on the road and beat, I don't think they beat all 3 teams in the division. I know they beat the Browns and the Bengals on the road earlier in the season. So they're certainly in the driver's seat. But yeah, I mean, that was 28-3 in week 4 at home against when the Browns played the Ravens and lost. But that was the first game Watson missed. Everybody thought he was going to play, tried to warm up before the game, couldn't let it go, you know, couldn't let the ball really, he had no velocity on the ball. Start rookie Dorian Thompson Robinson. He was overmatched. You know, I didn't think he gave the Browns any chance to win. So you start there. What's going to be different? The defense played well for 3 quarters, but let up 2 long touchdown drives in the second quarter. Struggled against the run. So the defense is going to have to be better against the run. And coordinator Jim Schwartz said that last week. He goes, when we control the run, we play good defense. So that's where it's going to start against Baltimore. The defense has to be better against the run. So those are the 2 big things, right? You didn't have your quarterback. The defense struggled for a quarter. Lamar Jackson is playing at a really high level. I think he leads the league in completion percentage. We know what a threat he is running the ball. They're getting healthier in Baltimore. So it's a tough place to play. It always is. But you would expect it to be closer than 28-3. I think the line opened at about 4.5 or 5, Baltimore favorite. I thought it might be a little bigger than that. So the Browns are going to have to play clean. Yesterday was their first game without a turnover on offense all year. It would help to do that again. So if they play well, they got a chance, right? But they have to play well, because I certainly expect Baltimore to play well. They've just been playing at a high level for a long time now.
Scott, a lot of people have been saying great things about the Browns' defense, and deservedly so. But I noticed this morning that even though the Ravens have played one more game, as you mentioned, than the Browns, and they've given up fewer points than the Browns' defense. So they've got a pretty tough one, too.
Yeah, they lead the league. It's like it's under 14 points a game, I think. They're playing at a high level. I saw a stat this morning before I got on with you guys. There's a stat, DVOA, and it goes over my head a little bit, but it's supposed to like take in all these factors. And right now the Ravens are like third all-time, the whole team. That's how well they're playing statistically. So, yeah, they have a really good defense. That's why it's going to be important for Deshaun Watson, especially, not to turn the ball over. I think you go in knowing it's going to be a grinded-out game, so you can't have turnovers. It's okay to punt. You hope your defense can keep forcing the same punts and maybe get a couple of those turnovers to swing things. But, yeah, I mean, I would expect a low-scoring game because nobody's scoring on Baltimore. The Browns, when their defense plays well, nobody scores on them. You know, the Browns lead the league in yardage allowed defensively, but they've given up some points. You know, they gave up 38 against Indianapolis, 28 against Baltimore. Now, part of those, you know, some of that was influenced by turnovers from the offense, right? And that's been an issue, and they put the team in bad field position, and we saw that in the first matchup against Baltimore. But, yeah, I think Baltimore, as good as the Browns defense is playing, I think it's probably safe to say Baltimore's defense is playing even better.
Did you get a chance to see a little bit of Josh Dobbs, or at least follow a little bit of that storyline yesterday?
Yeah, I saw the highlights, and I saw Twitter. It's amazing. I mean, the guy, he didn't take one rep with the offense, or at least the first-team offense. Got there Wednesday after the trade. Has to come off the bench and leads that team, and looks great doing it. I mean, it's not like they won 10-9. They scored 30-some points. Made big drives at the end of the game. Now it helps when you're an astrophysicist or whatever is whatever his degree was in. It was something aeronautical science or aerospace science. So I'm sure that helps learn a playbook. But that's really, really impressive and good for him. He's a good kid.
Yeah,
good
absolutely.
Guy.
It's kind of a neat storyline. Yesterday after the TV Browns game end, they put on the Tampa Bay Houston Texans game, and I watched Baker Mayfield drive down for a game-winning drive with less than, in the two-minute drive, and then they leave 46 seconds on the clock for C.J. Stroud to come back, and that was really impressive. We got him later in the season, so the Texans may not be that team that we, thought maybe when the season started when we were going to get that on the schedule.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. I hate to look too far down the road. You get tempted to play the schedule game during the season. Oh, well, that looks like a win, and, well, they're missing this guy. But certainly, I opened the season thinking the Browns would be able to go down there to Houston on Christmas Eve, and it wouldn't be that difficult a challenge. But the way C.J. Stroud's playing, you got to reconsider, because he's playing phenomenally, and that drive yesterday was just another prime example.
Yep, absolutely. Well, we look forward to another game next week. We'll talk about the Ravens and the Browns. We appreciate your time, Scott, this morning. Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
Scott Petrick joining us on the Petrick Report, here brought to you by Jamelis Wilson Merrill and Fritz Company, attorneys at law and Royal Business Equipment. You can get Scott in the Chronicle Telegram every day, following the Browns, covering them, as well as at Scott Petrick on X and thebrownzone.com, a great place to get all the details on the Cleveland Browns.